Today, I am joined by Derek Nestor. Derek, I'm just going to go ahead and let you kind of introduce yourself. What do you do at KNDY, and how long have you been doing it?
Well, I joined KNDY probably about 2003. I came on board after working for a Salina station. Started out working KU and K-State football games in the fall as a board op. Kind of brought some talents of website creation to the station. And we started our first website in the fall of 2004. And over that time, we've kind of developed more and more features. At that time, we had KNDY, and then Bruce had also purchased the Norton stations. So we had KQ&K out of Norton as well. And then in 2006, we got the Glenn Elder stations, and that makes the six station group that we have today. And that's kind of how our website has evolved over that time, to include all six of our stations under one website address.
Now, how did the three-station website kind of get started and come to be?
I can kind of tell you the journey that it went. Originally, we had three separate websites, one for each market, and it got to the point that when we needed to post something for all three stations, it was a duplication of work. It was, I think, in the summer of 2015, I was kind of brainstorming one evening, and I kind of came up with the idea of the name Sunflower State Radio, mainly because all of our stations were located in Kansas. And so I think later that fall or very early 2016, we officially launched our first Sunflower State Radio website.
Of course, the main reason I have you on today, Derek, Sunflower State Radio recently won the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Small Market Website of the Year. So congratulations on that, Derek. How's that feel?
I think it's a big honor, and I'm really happy to have won it again this year. It's been a few years. We've gotten second and third the last two or three years just because there's more competition, and there's more of the there's actually a business model out there now or this exact thing that, you know, this company can come into a small market station and say, hey, we'll do run your website, we'll do all of this in exchange for either a dollar amount, advertising trade or something. And so the fact that we can beat out, a national competitor that's trying to kind of do the same thing and what we're doing with just the staff we have at our six stations across Kansas, I think it really means a lot more now than it did, in 2009 when we won our very first award.
In an ever-moving, fast and growing market, what tends to be the goal each year for the website?
I think a lot of it is just to be the best that we can be. We're small market Kansas, and we have a rural audience, an agricultural audience. But back in 2002, I met Chris Allison, who was the sports director at KSAL in Salina. And he told me one time, he goes, just because you're small market doesn't mean you have to act like you're small market. And I kind of took that advice to heart and poured it into this website, that we are doing things that major markets aren't even doing. I've seen stations in Kansas City that we do way more than they do, and they have way more staff than we do. So I'm kind of proud of that. When you talk about features, we've added streaming. All six of our stations are available on our website 24 hours a day. You can get it in a mobile app on your iPhone, your Android. As we talked about, we have the podcast. And then we have a community calendar where, you can submit events that are going on in your community. And then we always welcome, if you know something going on in one of our communities, we have a contact us button on our website. You can just fill out a little form. It'll send us an email, and we can get it on the air. We can get it posted to our website. We are always happy to talk to our community members, our listeners, and get that information either on the air or on our website as well.
Do you got anything else you want to mention in terms of either the award or the website or anything like that?
I think keep... the audience needs to keep doing what they're doing. And, we're glad that you use KNDY. You get your local news from there. You get your entertainment in your country. I think hit our website once a day would be fantastic. I keep up to date on what's going on around the state of Kansas and in our little region in northeast Kansas, and we keep you up to date on maybe you want to catch a KU game or you want to catch when your high school game is going to be on the radio. We keep a schedule on our website, on our little upcoming events calendar on the right side. Download our mobile app, definitely. We have one for Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM. We have one for 95.5 KNDY. If you just search KNDY in the App Store or the Google Play Store, it'll pop right up. And I think you might even see our other stations that will be in that category as well. So download those. Check our social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter. We have an Instagram site. I thank everybody who's, you know, supported us over the years, have visited our website, have sent us emails, asked questions. We're always happy to help. We're happy that everybody's out there and tuning in and visiting our website. It means a lot to me personally as well as for the station.
I want to thank Derek for joining me on this week's edition of the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. And of course, as always, we will be back with a brand new edition. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week.